CITR 101.9 FM is your home for live UBC sports.
Second down and 18 for the Clan at row 37. We got our streaker.
Here's the streaker.
Davies dropped back. He's got a throw.
Threw it
that was
the streaker.
And the streaker, I think, got Simon Fraser a first down. And we got security getting after him. He's into the damn you call it.
He's into the end zone and he's breakdown. In the end zone, bare naked. He's being chased by security and he's
he
fell down.
Go!
Security is gone.
He's gone.
Get
the
up the fence.
Oh, he's gone.
You gotta love college football.
Did I mention it is also unedited and commercial free?
He is gonna put his team shorthanded.
As smart as your mom was when she decided not to take birth control.
Well, there you have it.
All the information about our sports department can be found on our website, citr.ca.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. My name is Marielle. I will be your host for the next hour or so. And today I realized about an hour and a half ago is a semi-special day. Because today, my friends, this show, this very show, We All Fall Down, is 2 years old. The terrible twos. It's felt like so much longer than that. Is it just me? Or I know I've been on CITR for a bit longer than that, but not that much longer. But officially, this week, my show is 2 years old. Yeah. Wow. It seriously felt like so much longer than that. So today, I have a bit of new music. Wait, do I? Maybe. Maybe not. Yeah, really, a very minimal amount of new music choices. But I have a lot of music that I think means a lot to me and also just kind of has come to represent my show in a bit, or my show has come to represent this kind of music. I don't know. It's maybe bands that I would associate with my show. Maybe it's really up to me because it's my freaking show, guys. But like last year and on... I think on various special occasions, I always start off with a certain song. Actually, the very first song that I heard on CITR, I remember back when I was like 14 years old and I was in high school, I had sleeping problems, and I still do. I can't sleep until like 4 or 5 in the morning. It's really odd. But I couldn't sleep one night, and it was a Monday night. And I just started playing around with the radio dial, and I happened to come across CITR, and the first song that I heard was Addicts of Communication by Randy, and I don't know why I remember that, but it was so bizarre for me, because I had no idea that, like, an independent campus radio station like CITR even existed, and it turns out that the show that I was listening to was a show called Vengeance Is Mine, hosted by Trevor Fielding, and that's still on Monday nights on CITR, Monday nights, midnight until 2 in the morning, I believe, and Trevor plays like 2 whole hours of good old punk rock every single Monday. And yeah, so I heard Randy, and then I heard The Bouncing Souls, and I heard The Descendants, and there were no commercials, and I just heard like punk rock for a couple hours that night, and I thought it was the most amazing thing ever, and it actually got me interested in CITR. I started listening to CITR more, and then when I graduated from high school, I came here to UBC, and I took an orientation tour, and I was shown CITR and told that I could even become a member, and I thought that was so amazing, because I'd previously been listening to CITR before I came to UBC, and I wanted to get involved and wanted to do something like Trevor's show. So really, I have Trevor Fielding to thank for the birth and conception of my show, We All Fall Down. So thank you, Trevor, and I will start off now with some Randy off of their album, what is this called? The Human Atom Bombs. And then maybe I'll play some Bouncing Souls and The Descendants. We'll see how it goes. If you want to give me a call here in the studio, you can do so at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. Place a request if you want, or just say hello, whatever. And you can check out my playlists online at www.wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Yeah. That's all I gotta say right now. This is Randy on CITR.
Addicts of communication, addicts. 5776. Well, baby, pick up the phone. I'm not at your home. Joseph. You know I don't like talking to your answer machine. Joseph. Well, can I send you an email, let you know how I feel? Joseph. We're my useless generation in this world of information. We're the useless generation. Watching TV. Yes, looking for something so shallow that it's worth to see. Yes, they're making Belgium up for in the USA. Yes, a party from the internet, he told me that the other day. Yes, we're a useless generation in this world of information. We're the generation. Baby, pick up the phone. That is all communication. That is all communication. I need to communicate. That is all communication. That is all communication. That is all communication.
All That Remains will be at the Croatian Cultural Center Tuesday, February 6th. Doors will be at 6 p.m. and the show starts at 6:45. After touring with Sounds of the Underground, Ozfest, and Dragon Force, All That Remains is on their first headlining tour in support of their latest record called The Fall of the Ideals, which is more heavily charged than their last album, The Darkened Heart. With special guests will be Misery Signals and The Human Abstract, so don't miss out. Tickets are available at outlets or charged by phone at 604-280-4444 or order online at www.ticketmaster.ca or www.hob.ca. General admission, all ages.
Sweet! That was a little PSA for the All That Remains show that's coming up February 6th. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. I'm your host. My name is Marielle. Before that PSA, you heard some Guitar Wolf. And yes, it's supposed to sound like that. I love when I play Guitar Wolf, no matter where you put the like the volume thingy, the knobby thingy. I love how I know the technical terms for everything here in the station. The needles always like go into the red just because they're so loud, and that's the way it's supposed to be. Guitar Wolf off of their album Jet Generation, that song is called Fujiyama Attack. Part of that, I played The Descendants off of their album Everything Sucks. That song was called She Loves Me. Before that, The Bouncing Souls off of How I Spent My Summer Vacation with their song Gone. And I started off that set with Randy off of the album The Human Atom Bombs. That song is called Addicts of Communication. And yeah, that Randy song was the very first song that I heard on CITR when I was 14, and I was up late at night on a Monday. What do I have coming up next for you? Oh, I wanted to continue with some of my favorite music, and you know, I haven't played the Ramones in a very long time, and I remember there was a while where I would play them like every week just because I love them so much, but I cut that down because people started making fun of me. And I hate it when people do that, and it's awkward, and I will not stand for it. But I will play the Ramones today because my show turned 2 today. This isn't my absolute favorite Ramones song, but it's very... It's still quite good, and it's the first album that I grabbed off of my shelf when I was running out of my apartment this morning. So this is Judy is a Punk by the Ramones on CITR.
She is a punk rocker now. She is.
That was Double Doozy of the Ramones, because after I started playing Judy as a Punk, I was like, you know what? I'm going to play one of their Name is a something songs. You notice how they have like a bajillion songs saying how they don't want to do something, or they always want to do something, or Sheena's a punk rocker, or Susie's a headbanger, or Sheena is a punk rocker. Yeah. But they're still awesome, and the Ramones are my favorite band, so there. That was Sheena's a Punk Rocker off of Rocket to Russia. Right now, I want to play a little set of some bands that are going to be playing some shows here in Vancouver coming up in the middle of February. We have from Toronto the band Fucked Up coming to play two main ones, anyways. They're playing February 15th and 16th. The show on the 15th is an all-ages show at the Croatian Cultural Center, and they're playing with the Transmitters, Daggermouth, and Dead Sure. And then the next night, they are playing at Pub 340. That is going to be a licensed show with the Transmitters as well, and also the Riff Randalls, who I haven't seen in so long, so I'm definitely going to the Pub 340 show. It should be a killer show, and I'm going to play all three of those bands, the Riff Randalls, the Transmitters, and Fucked Up. And I'm going to play the Riff Randalls right now, because I played the Ramones, and they got their band name from, you know, Rock and Roll High School, the Ramones movie. Go watch it if you haven't seen it, because I love the Ramones a lot, apparently. This is the Riff Randalls on CITR. We'll be right back.
have another pizza pie. She'll have a double Reuben ride. She works hard at eating well. That's why I love her. She's got a couple of pony kegs. Her arms are bigger than my legs. And when she holds me, I can't breathe. That's why I love her. Butter, she's my bread. She's like a mobile water bed. And when I get on top of her, I can't touch the mattress. And when her flesh begins to sag, she's like a human sleeping bag. I feel so cozy, safe and warm. She's my insulation. Ribs, a bunch of lung. That's why I love her. She's my filly, I'm her stud. Her penis bigger than my butt. It's like feeding a tic tac to a whale. That's why I love her. She'll have another pizza pie. She'll have a double Reuben ride. She works hard. Got a couple of pony kegs. Her arms are bigger than my legs. And when she holds me, I can't breathe. That's why I love her.
Thank you. to the song on the back of a photograph. Behind your back it goes, a little something like this. It's way too big to miss. I got a letter in the mail to send a mail to let me know where it came from. Open it up, sure enough, there we were, up in arms again. Armageddon, let the light in before we say goodbye. Give us something to believe in.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down, and I'm your host. My name is Marielle. I just played a whole bunch of music and didn't tell you what I played for a long, long time. I'm sorry. At least I think I did. I just played Alkaline Trio off of one of my favorite Alkaline Trio albums, From Here to Infirmary. That song was called Armageddon, and I played that because, one, I like Alkaline Trio, and it's my show's birthday today, so I figured I'd do that. And I sounded like such a ditz. And also, Alkaline Trio are releasing a new CD. Or it's not new, but it's going to be a new release called Remains. And that is coming out January 30th. That is next Tuesday, I believe. Yes, this coming Tuesday. And it's going to be basically a compilation of B-sides, demos, and live versions of songs on previous albums, stuff like that. And you can actually listen to the entire album on their MySpace page, which is probably myspace.com/alkalinetrio, but I'm not quite sure. And I've listened to it from end to end quite a few times, and I quite like it. It's going to be something that I'm going to pick up. Before that, I played The Sword off of Age of Winters. That song was called Iron Swan, probably one of the best bands I saw in 2006. The best band that I saw was Harry and the Potters last year, but I've already talked about that, so I won't bore you to death. Before that, I played NoFX off of their album Heavy Petting Zoo. That song was called Hot Dog in a Hallway. Before that, I played some classic, maybe not some classic, but some old school, it's a better term, some old school AFI off of their 7-inch Flying the Ointment. That song was called Theory of Revolution, and you know, if they ever come to Vancouver, if you ever see AFI live, they will probably never, ever play that song ever again. So it makes me kind of sad. And before that, I played Fucked Up off of their album Hidden World. That song was called David Comes to Life. Before that, The Transmitters with their song Dancing in the Front Row. And I started off that set way back when with the Riff Randalls off of a self-titled EP that came out a long time ago. Called M.O. And those three bands, the Riff Randalls, the Transmitters, and Fucked Up, are playing a show February 16th at Pub 340. Speaking of shows, there may be some shows coming up that perhaps you would be interested in. Maybe? January 26th. What is that? Is that tomorrow? Yeah, that's totally tomorrow. Friday, January 26th, the Poly Six, that crazy, like, new wave band from Japan, are coming to play a show here in Vancouver. They're playing with Fun 100 and My Gay Husband. That is happening at the Plaza Club, and that is going to be one of Fun 100's last shows. I have some Fun 100 to play in just a bit, but I'll tell you about their last show in a second. The Manvilles are playing with The Sessions and The Hits February 2nd at the Lamplighter, and the next night, February 3rd, that's going to be the very last show, Fun 100, and that's also going to be the Bad Amps' last show as well. So you have two great Vancouver bands, the Bad Amps and Fun 100, playing their very last show ever together. Oh, sweet. Other bands playing are the Doers and Sudden Infant Dance Syndrome, That is going down at the Mount Pleasant Community Center, so that means it's going to be all ages. All That Remains is coming with Misery Signals and the Human Abstract February 6th at the Grotian Cultural Center. Already told you about the two fucked up shows that are happening 15th and 16th of February. If those perhaps don't appeal to you, Raised by Wolves are playing a show with the James T. Kirks and the China Creeps February 15th at Pub 340. Callahan, Savannah, Cowboy and the Prize Fighter, and Rise in the Fall are playing February 23rd at the Lamplighter. The Dwarves are coming to Vancouver. Disappeared for a while. I'm not quite sure what they're up to, but that will be an interesting show. I can't think of a better and safer adjective to use for that show. There's going to be a lot of nudity. I can tell you that. There's going to be a lot of male and female genitalia at that show. The Dwarves. They're playing with the Black Halos and the Jolts. March 1st at the Plaza Club. Block Party, Final Fantasy, and Smoosh are coming to play a show March 12th at the Orpheum. I like Final Fantasy, and Smoosh are really, really cute. So I thought I'd mention that. And Pepper, the Mad Caddies, and the Supervillains are playing March 30th at Richards on Richards. That's about it for shows that I would like to tell you about right now. What do I have coming next? Oh, Fun 100. They actually, because they are breaking up or have already, whatever, they've released a final kind of EP entitled, aptly titled, Goodbye. So I'll be playing that for you. A song called Ghetto Mall. Yeah. So this is Fun 100, the very last Fun 100 release, sadly. Reminder, they're playing that last show February 3rd at the Mount Pleasant Community Center. This is Fun 100 on CITR. Is that okay, Robin? Is what here? I'll try. Fine.
What do you want?
It's not your time yet. You still have like, I still have 5 minutes. I might end a bit early though, unless I.
But it's your 2 year anniversary.
It's more like birthday. Not
to your birthday.
Well, the show's birthday. What do you call it?
We've all been falling down for 2 years.
We've apparently, and we can't get up. I can't get up.
Oh.
That's right. What did I just play? Robin came in and he was like, "Oh, it's angry music," and then he got all grumpy and then put his head down on the table and everything.
And then she woke me up.
You weren't sleeping.
I was ready to sleep.
Well.
This is going to be an exciting Inkstud show up next.
Robin and the Inkstuds are coming up next. The Inkstud show.
Inkstud's radio program.
Program talking
with an
about...
Emmy at the end.
Well, is it a pre-recorded show? So maybe can you just fall asleep while you... Oh.
No. I'll be interviewing Kay Thor Jensen, a New York cartoonist, talking about his latest book, Red Eye, Black Eye, which is a 300-page epic of his journey around America after everything in his life went to beep.
Wow, it's going to be an exhilarating show. Seeing
it, it will
you're,
be.
You're going to be so pumped. And
I got a
so
chance
excited.
To hang out with Thor at SPX.
Thor,
back.
As in
K. Thor Jensen is his name, so I'm going to call him Thor.
Okay.
Or K. That just sounds lame.
Yeah.
I'll call him Thor. I wish my name was Thor.
I thought you meant Thor name... as in like that guy.
No, not the metal
that,
guy.
Like Ben's like
steel with his teeth. No, no, this guy's cooler. He was on Blind Date. Just wait till I play the. Part from Blind Date. It's awesome.
Okay.
It's on YouTube. look up K. Thor Jensen on YouTube and you will see him on Blind Date.
I really don't care about Blind Date, so.
Oh, it's awesome.
Okay, whatever.
I won't ruin the surprise for people.
All right. What did I play? I played Converge off of their album Jane Doe. That song is called The Broken Vow, and I played it because I wanted to.
Meow.
And before that, Fun 100 off of their last EP ever entitled Goodbye. that song was called Ghetto Mall. Shut up! They're breaking up! They're playing their last show, like, in a couple weeks.
And my heart was never the same. That's gonna be my emo band name. My heart was never the same since.
There's probably a band that's already named that.
If there isn't, it's mine.
Okay. Whatever, Robin. Never. Robin's coming up next. That's going to be interesting. Then after Robin, we have Rico, Brennan, and Jules doing Crimes and Treason. Oh, someone's excited.
What? They always bring energy into the room.
They do, and they bring a crap load of equipment as well.
They bring it, and they bring it hard.
They brought it. It's been brought in. Oh, brought it. I'm going to end off with... an emo band just for you, Robin. Just for you, because since I was doing my like show birthday thingy today, I figured I'd play like my favorite high school band. I remember when I started listening to CITR when I was 14, and like my favorite band was the Ataris.
You want to know something that's probably better than what my high school band, you know, the band when I was 14?
Who did you listen to when you were 14?
I'd say Cub.
Cub?
Cub.
That's not so bad.
Thank you.
Like Cub as in like the Vancouver band, are you saying Cub?
Yeah, you know, my chinchilla.
Yeah.
Cuddlecore.
Yeah.
Cuddlecore 94, man.
Yeah. Hardcore, straight up. That's not so bad. I thought maybe you were gonna be like, I don't know, Bananarama or like
how old do you think I am?
I don't know.
Bananarama than NSYNC. I have seen NSYNC live.
I don't wanna know.
I got tickets for free on the floor. It was awesome.
Awkward.
And the Baha Men played too. And they did this thing where it said, instead of who let the dogs out, then they go, and all the ladies go, who let the cats out? Meow, 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 meow.
Okay, stop. We're done. We're done here, and I'm going to cut into your show because you needed to talk about the Baha Men.
I did.
Jeez, people.
Some people's children.
Why isn't it playing? Oh, that's not awesome.
Turn up the rock.
I'm trying.
Keep rocking.
What is it? Ah, it's gonna work. We'll be right back.
just how it's done. Gonna have a teenage boy yet, cause we all understand what it's like to be a kid today. Gonna have a teenage riot, let's blow up all the way. Another night we'll be staying in some crack hotel, sneaking everyone in through the bathroom window. Everything inside and get chased away into the night by some crazy bastard with a shotgun in his hand. Start the show, here we go, jumping in the crowd. Gotta tear this building down. The cops show up as usual to try and ruin our fun. It's time to tell them all to fuck off.